Well, 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 here we are together. Hello to the greatest people in the world. You are God's people. God's people are the greatest people. I'm telling you right now. And you are loved. I want to say it again. You are loved. You know, the Bible calls us the beloved. So thank God for Jesus. Huh? And today I continue my wonderful teaching. Our position in Jesus. It's very important to understand when we allow the Lord to live His life in us, as we rest in Him, everything we need is there. That's what the Bible teaches. Lord, I thank you today that you're going to help us see your word again, understand it again. Sweet Holy Spirit, reveal your word to us. In Jesus' wonderful and darling name. Amen. You know, I'm going to believe with you right now that this will be a great day for you. Father, in the name of Jesus, let this be a glorious, glorious, super glorious day for that one watching, Lord. They'll have that miracle they've been looking for, that answer to prayer they've been waiting for, in Jesus' darling name. And God's people said, amen. Can we all throw the Lord a kiss? Come on, 1, 2, 3. Mwah. Come, Lord Jesus. Oh, sweet Lord, come, Lord Jesus. I finished reading Revelation yesterday. Oh, and my heart cried, come, Lord Jesus. Today is June 1 today, right? Yeah. So I start reading my Bible again today. I read it once every 4 months. So 3 times a year. And I'm loving it. I am just loving the Word of God. I don't think I've ever loved it like this. Really. I mean, I'm like, the hunger in me, the older I get, the hungrier I get for the Lord. And the sweeter, hallelujah. The longer I serve Him, the sweeter He grows. The more that I love Him, more love He bestows. Each day is like heaven, my heart overflows. The longer I serve Him, the sweeter He grows. That's an old song. All right, listen. So let's go Ephesians chapter 1, verse 17. Paul prays for all of us that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Him, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of His calling, what the riches of the glory of His inheritance in the saints, what is the exceeding greatness of His power to us who believe, according to the working of His mighty power, which He wrought in Christ when He raised Him from the dead and set Him at His own right hand. So, we know from this word that Jesus is seated at the right hand of God the Father. But let's also look at Ephesians chapter 2. In addition, we read these words, and hath raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. I think that is the most amazing thing I can talk about right now. That not only is Jesus seated at the right hand of God, according to the scriptures, but we are seated together. It says so. You can't erase it. Ephesians 2:6 hath raised us up together, made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Wow. That in the ages to come He might show the exceeding richness of His grace in His kindness to us word, towards us, through Christ Jesus. I think just, you have to let your spirit receive this. You are already by promise and by position seated in those heavenly places. You say, well, how do I, you know, bring it forth? How do I live it out? Well, quite simple, surrendering to the Lord, because the Bible says that we are in Him. And every time you read in Christ Jesus, we are in Christ Jesus. And so it says in Ephesians chapter 1, it says this, He says, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord, who hath blessed us, watch this, with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. Very few people, I think, maybe understand what that means. You see, when you and I began our Christian life, we began with what? Jesus in my heart. But that's a journey. And when we begin living the Christian life, we come to the place where he not only is in my heart, I am in his heart. And that's when the Christian life becomes exciting and victorious. So, Jesus in me, absolutely. He is in you, the hope of glory, absolutely. But now, Paul the Apostle introduces a whole different truth. We are in him. What did Jesus pray? I in them, and they in me, that they may be made perfect in one, and then the world will believe you've sent me. So really, God cannot use people till they understand and walk and live that truth. Not only is Jesus in my heart, I'm in his heart. And that's what I mean by our position in Jesus. Our position in Jesus has nothing to do with a physical position. Rather, when I am in the Lord, I'm seated with the Lord, like the Bible says, then I am in that seated position. And I told you already, I want to say it again. The Christian life, we live it from a seated position, not a standing position, not a fighting position. When you look at the book of Ephesians, chapter 1, 2, and 3 talks about our seated position. Chapter 4 and 5 talks about our standing or living position, I call it, walking position. And then number 3 is Ephesians 6, our warfare, where we are standing against the devil himself. So, if you look at the book of Ephesians, it says, sit, walk, and stand. That's what it says. The first part, you're seated. The second part, you're walking. The third part, you're standing against the devil. But all that from a seated position. Otherwise, you can't live the Christian life. So, when you look at the Word of God, and you surrender to the Lord, then you begin to understand and you begin to really live and experience Ephesians 4:1. It says, I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you that you walk worthy of the vocation or the calling wherewith you are called. Well, I cannot walk worthy of the calling on my own. I have to let the Lord walk it for me. He walks it for me. He's living his life through me. Because I can't walk. You see, you and I can't do it. We don't even know how to start. But when we let the Lord live our life through us, live his life, I should say, through us, then we begin to live the Christian life. And the Christian life is very easy. Why? Because he is doing it. He is living it. Jed is doing this like he's getting, you know, excited. Jesus is living it. I'm not living it. What did I teach you? Tell him. Come closer.
Pastor, you taught me to...
Now listen.
Look within, to truly allow the Lord to live his life through us as we surrender to him.
That's the key. And what does it mean to live within or look within? Explain that. How did you do it?
To simply yield everything, to yield my members, as the scriptures speak of.
So you see, when people want to work it, they fail. When they try it, they fail. Oh, I'm going to pray today. You can't pray if you want to. He prays through you. Oh, this is so good. When you surrender to the Holy Spirit, he begins to pray through you. That's why I teach so much on waiting upon the Lord. Because when you wait upon the Lord, he quickens you. When he quickens you, then you can pray. Then you can walk. Then you can live the Christian life. Because he quickens you and lives it through you. So he says, walk worthy. Well, I can't walk worthy if I want to. But when I let the Lord do it, happens. And then you look at, you know, the same chapter, verse 17. It says this. It says, "This I say therefore, and testify in the Lord, that you henceforth walk not as other Gentiles walk, in the vanity of their mind." You know, boy, the flesh is a big, nasty enemy we got. And the flesh is always pulling us away from the Lord. This is very hard to do without Jesus doing it. He says, don't walk like other Gentiles walk. Oh, they're all around us. They're all over the internet, aren't they? And social media, trying to tell us how to live our life. And a lot of Christians are walking, they are walking as the Gentiles are walking, the sinner is walking, because they're not letting the Lord live their life, live his life through them. They are being influenced by what men tell them and what people tell them, including Christians who are not living the life. You know, the Word of God is so clear on poison coming through just one person and messing the whole thing up. One sinner, the Bible says, destroys much good. One sinner destroys, that's in Ecclesiastes. One sinner destroys much good. All the good God puts in you, one sinner can ruin it all up. That's why he says, come out from among them, be separate, says the Lord. Light and darkness don't mix. What fellowship has light with darkness? None. What fellowship has Christ with the enemy? None. But when we allow mixture, it's over. When we allow the world to get into our head, it's over. But we cannot live this kind of life unless we let Jesus live it through us. And then you talk about Ephesians 5. You see, everything I'm showing you is impossible to do in the flesh. Impossible. Like it says, and walk in love, Ephesians 5:2, and walk in love as Christ has loved us. Can I? Can you really love your enemies? Only he loves them through you. Believe me, I've tried. I've tried to love my enemies. I can't. I've tried. I've tried to love those that want me destroyed. I've tried to love those that want to harm me. I've tried to love those who attack me. It is tough. The story Catherine Kuhlman tells of Maggie Hartner. Maggie Hartner, I knew Maggie. She was a wonderful lady. She was, Catherine Kuhlman is like right-hand lady. And Catherine told the story of how Maggie hated this lady in church. She didn't like her at all. And one Sunday morning, Easter Sunday morning, Catherine is leaving the church in the lobby, and she sees Maggie talking to the lady that she didn't like. And Maggie goes up to this lady. She says, oh, what a lovely dress you have today. Have a most blessed Easter today. And she's so sweet to her, who was an enemy to her. And Catherine says, what happened to you? Like, what's wrong? Like, what happened? I thought you didn't like the lady. Oh, Miss Schumann, it's amazing what happens in the presence of the Lord. It's amazing what happens in the presence of the Lord. Only he can love them through you. I mean, come on. Oh, when his presence becomes real. When his presence becomes real. I'm walking down the stairs. I never told you that story. I'm walking down the stairs, 1974. The Lord had just touched my life in Catherine's meeting. It's such in such a glorious way. My dad, he wasn't nice that day at all. He wasn't nice at all. He was cussing me out real, real bad. I'm coming. I just had the most glorious time with the Lord. Just glorious. I come down the stairs, and here's my daddy looking at me, just angry, in a rage, calling me names, calling me all kinds of terrible things. And the smile on my face was so big. And the peace in my heart was so glorious. And the joy of the Lord was so wonderful. I just looked at him and I loved him. I loved him while he was letting me have it, like, not in a nice way. And then he got all mad for me being so sweet and got really angry. It stirred him up even more. And I always remember that. Had that happened, like had I not been spending time with the Lord, I don't know what I would have done. I would have been so hurt and wounded and upset. I was just so enjoying. I enjoyed that moment really good. I'm thinking, how can I enjoy this? How can I love this? Because I loved my dad. But it was a love I was not in the flesh, you know. It was not something I could produce on my own. Oh, dear Jesus, the times I've had such peace and joy. When the news media came at me to attack me, Paul and Jen asked me to do behind the scenes on TVN that day. And I had just spent time with the Lord. And I was just like, I was in a different plateau. I was so joyful. And a guy, Steve Hage, a pastor Steve Hage, called me. He said, how can you be like so happy? He said, tonight they're about to attack you. I said, nobody can damage the ministry God gave me. Nobody can. Because it's his ministry. And he said, how do you do that? I said, Steve, because it's all about Jesus. You spend time with the Lord and everything happens. So walk in love. Now watch this. As Christ has loved us. Really? You mean, can you in the flesh love people like Jesus loves us? Oh, no, there's no way. And hath given himself for us an offering and a sacrifice to God. You know, it says, husbands, love your wife as Christ loves the church. Can I really do that? Can I really? I asked Roy, my father-in-law, one day. He said, you got to love your wife as Jesus loved the church. I said, do you? I said, do you love Pauline like Jesus loved the church? He said, I'm still working on it. Well, of course, we're all working on it. But when Jesus is controlling your life, you will. I'm telling you, you will. Because you can't do it on your own. It's not possible. So, it's so simple in the Word of God. So, now, look at verse 8. It's so lovely. For you were sometimes darkness, but now are ye light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. Can I really walk as a child of light without the Lord? Forget it. Only Jesus can walk through me. And that's why I say that is the way to live the Christian life. You live the Christian life from a seated position, meaning a surrendered position. That's what I've been telling you for so long, and now you're doing it. A surrendered position. Do you know the presence of the Lord is so strong on that kid right here? We were on a plane, you know, sitting on a plane, flying from somewhere to somewhere. There was a guy behind us who used to work for Bill Bright. And Chad was beaming like a Christmas tree, you know. He was like all lit up with the joy of the Lord. And this guy behind him said, can I talk to you? And he began a conversation with you. And he said, I see Jesus through you. That's what he said to him. Because that's what happens when you are in the Lord like that. And I use him as an example. I've had it happen in my life many, many, many times, but I don't like talking about myself. But this kid really loves Jesus. That's why I've got him around. You think I'd keep anyone around who doesn't love the Lord? He'd be gone in 1 second. But when they love Jesus, you want people around you like that because they build your love for the Lord too, and they help you and they bless you. Whoever they are, we all need each other, you know. But one thing that I'm so glad about is the fact that God years ago revealed one thing to me through Catherine Kuhlman, really, how to look within. And then I began reading Jean Guyon. And boy, that really had an impact on me, on how to look, because Jesus is in us. People are always looking for the Lord. No, he's in you. You look within. He's in your heart. And when you pray the scriptures and you meditate upon the word of God, this same wonderful Lord who is within you manifests through you. And that's really all I've been talking about. When we let the Lord manifest through us, the Christian life becomes very easy because he's living it. So this walking doesn't mean working. Because see, the difference is people want to work. No, no. When I talk about walking the Christian life from that seated position, I'm not about working. It's really displaying Jesus in me. Isn't that great? So when I'm walking, I'm displaying the Lord in me. It's displaying Jesus in me. We are a heavenly people. We are seated in heavenly places. And we bring the heavenly into our surroundings by letting the Lord live our life. I'm going to say it again. We bring our heavenly into our surroundings when the Lord lives it through us. Because it says in Ephesians 4, 2 and 3, look what it says. It says, not only does it say walk worthy, it says with all lowliness and meekness and long-suffering, forbearing one another in love, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. So, I'm bringing my heavenly life into my earthly surroundings by being lowly and meek and long-suffering and forbearing and keeping the unity with believers. That's my surrounding. See that? And then it says in Ephesians 5:2, it says, walk in love as Christ has loved us. Walk in love with those who are around me. So I bring my heavenly life into my surroundings by letting Jesus live through me. And the Bible has a lot to say about this, like 5:8, Ephesians 5:8. It says, you who were sometimes, well, I just read that, but it's good to see it again. You that were sometimes darkness are children of light. You are light in the Lord. Walk. So let people see it. And Paul tells us there's a mighty power working in us. Jesus himself. You know, when you read the Bible, and you hear about power within us, it's not some power, you know, like by itself, you know. It's the Lord. It's the Holy Spirit himself. Now unto him that's able to do exceeding, Ephesians 3:20, abundantly above all we ask or think, according to the power works in us. It's his power. He's the one doing the exceeding abundantly through us himself. So, and Paul said that everything he did because of that power in him. His own ministries, everything. In Colossians, I want to show you something so beautiful. In Colossians 1:29, he talks about that everything he did came out of that power, came out of that relationship he had with the Lord. So nothing that you and I do comes out of our own striving, working. He says, whereunto, Colossians 1:29, whereunto I also labor, striving according to his working, which worketh in me mightily. So everything I'm doing, it's his working. He's working it in me mightily. I'm just surrendering. You know, the Bible says that we are to be filled with the Holy Spirit. That word filled does not give the idea of a glass. It gives, in the Greek, the idea of a sail ship. Wind filling sails, not water filling a cup. Be filled with the Spirit speaking. Be filled with the Spirit singing. Be filled with the Spirit submitting one to another, in Ephesians 5. The wind, you can't see it. You can't fight it. You can't control it. There's only one thing you can do with the wind. Surrender to it. That's it. I don't know what it's coming from. I don't know what it's going to. I can't fight and stop it. I cannot tell it where to go, what to do. I can simply spread my wings. And that wind will carry me. Without me doing any other thing except surrender my wings, give my life. That's it. And then he does the rest. I love it when Catherine one day she was talking about, and I talk about her a lot because she had such an influence on my life. She looked up and she said, "Dear Jesus, I have nothing to give you. I have nothing to give you. But if you can take the nothing and use it, I give it to you." And he took it. Isn't that amazing? "I have no gifts," she said. "I have no talent. I have nothing." Oh, dear God, you feel that? No, I'm just thinking. If you can take nothing, here it is, and use it. You know, the Christian life, if you take the word Christian, Christ, and then I-A-N. I-A-N is what? I am nothing. Isn't that beautiful? So when you talk about I'm a Christian, if you take the word Christ, and then I-A-N, I am nothing. That's the way we live the Christian life. Let him do it. Let him work it. David Duplessis used to say, "I'm a zero, and Jesus is one, and together we make 10. Oh, these were wonderful people of God that have so blessed my life. And I pray today that you will just surrender to this wonderful Lord we have. Just surrender. Just give him your heart, your mind, your body, your emotions, everything inside of you. Just give him. Just say, "Dear Jesus, I surrender. I cannot live the Christian life. I cannot love my enemies. I cannot walk like a Christian should walk. Lord, do it through me." And he will, and you'll see the difference. Now, let's pray. You stretch your hands towards me. I'm stretching my hands towards you in faith. Lord, let them live that life I've been talking about. Let them live that life I've been talking about. To you be the glory. To you be the glory. To you be the honor and the praise. Let them see it. Let them live it. In Jesus' name. Amen. Tomorrow I'm going to be talking to you about how to war from a seated position, how to fight from a seated position. It's going to be quite powerful. So, I'll see you tomorrow. Now it's time to give to the Lord's work this wonderful Tuesday, June 1, 2021. Can you believe it's already June? Wow. Let's give to the Lord whom we so adore and so love. I mean, who cannot? Who would not give to Jesus, you know? When you love him so much, everything in you wants to give, surrendering your money. You know, if someone has not given his heart to Jesus, that someone can never give their money to the Lord. When you give your money, it's like the expression, it's like the proof your life belongs to him, to the Lord. Because if when you've given him your heart, it's so easy to give him everything else, including finances. And it's not about money. Come on, please. It's about our love for the Lord, our love for his gospel, our love for his work. Think about how much money people spend on themselves. Or people buy things they don't even need. People, some of them have more shoes than they can wear and more pants than they can wear and more dresses than they can wear. And they end up throwing it all away and wasting all that money. Think about the waste out there today in the world and in the church. But when you love the Lord, you always want to give to his wonderful work. Because you're giving it to him. You're not giving it to, you know, some organization. But he's using that organization and ministry for his glory. He receives, the Bible says he receives the tithe. The tithe is not given to man, it's given to God. Now, some people say, "Well, you know, I don't like what they're doing with my money." No, no, no. You leave that with the Lord. Let the Lord deal with these people. If they're misusing it, he'll judge them. And believe me, he'll judge them way more than you can ever judge them. So it's time we just give it to the Lord and trust him with it. Trust him with it. And he will bless us. He may not bless the people who are misusing the funds that you give. But he will bless you. Absolutely, he will bless you because you've given it to him. in trust and love. And so, that's how we give. We give to the Lord, the ministries he's using, who are doing it right. He'll bless them. Not only blessing you, but he'll also bless them for their work. But think about what the harvest that comes back to you personally, is unending, unending. When we focus on ministries and focus on people, we're not really giving to the Lord. And we just wasted our seed. But when we focus on Jesus, no matter who he is using, whether we like them or not, when we focus on the Lord, he is going to bless us over, and we can never lose our harvest that way. Never lose our harvest. So let's give it to the Lord today. And out of our love, you know, Paul said, proving the sincerity of your love in 2 Corinthians 8. So Lord, bless them as they give. Oh, prosper them today as they give. Lift them to a higher plateau, Lord, and give them the desires of their heart financially. Bring them out of debt and prosper them as you have promised in your blessed word. And God's people said, amen. You can sow on the platform you're watching me on, or just simply go to our website, benin.org, or simply text BHM 45777. And I've really enjoyed this with you today, and I'm going to enjoy one tomorrow too. Love you. Bye-bye.